This is WSKG News. Nearly 1 week after the legislative session was supposed to end, Governor Cuomo and legislative leaders have announced a deal on all major end-of-session issues, including renewal of New York City's rent laws and a related property tax cap, plus a new tax rebate program for property owners. In Albany, Karen DeWitt reports.
We have a framework of an agreement.
After several days of closed-door negotiations and one extension of expiring rent laws, Cuomo and legislative leaders reached a deal on several key issues. The agreement includes a 4-year extension of the rent laws tied to a 4-year continuation of the state's 2% per year property tax cap. It will include some new tenant protections, a provision known as vacancy decontrol, which currently permits apartments to go back on the open market when the rent reaches $2,500 a month. Will be increased. That's something Assembly Democrats had sought. Homeowners in the suburbs and upstate will be eligible for an additional tax rebate totaling $1.3 billion. It will be mailed in checks to homeowners over the next year. That provision was pushed by Republicans in the state Senate, led by Majority Leader John Flanagan.
The tax rebate is real money to real people again. That's something that I think people are clamoring for.
Both Senate Leader Flanagan and the Assembly Speaker Carl Hastie are relatively new to their jobs. They replaced the former legislative leaders of each house earlier this year when the leaders were charged with multiple counts of corruption and had to resign their posts. Speaker Hastie, who shuttled in and out of meetings with Cuomo almost constantly in recent days, admits it's been tough.
It's been a long few months, first having to do the budget and to go through this process.
In the end, everyone had to give up on something in order to reach the wide-ranging end-of-session agreement. Governor Cuomo, who pressed for completion of the deal before he had to leave to attend his daughter's high school graduation, had to end his fight to win an education tax credit. It would have allowed donors who give up to $1 million to receive a credit of up to $750,000 on their taxes if they funded scholarships for poor children to go to private schools. The measure was criticized by teachers' unions and some Assembly Democrats who said it was a giveaway to the rich. Cuomo says he's not disappointed, though. He says instead he and leaders have agreed to provide $250 million more directly to private schools by reimbursing the schools for what's known as mandated services.
I'm excited about $250 million in mandated services. You know, it's about getting support to non-public schools.
The agreement includes more opportunities for charter schools to open. Cuomo also did not achieve a deal on a number of criminal justice proposals, including a measure to raise the age to treat teenagers as adults in the criminal justice system. The governor says he will instead use his executive authority to take 16 and 17-year-olds out of state prisons. They'll instead be placed in special juvenile detention centers. He'll also appoint State Attorney General Eric Schneiderman as a special prosecutor in cases where an unarmed civilian is killed after a police encounter. Cuomo, who's had a rocky relationship with the attorney general, says he does so reluctantly.
I don't believe the best approach is to have one special prosecutor for the entire state.
Two other laws set to expire were extended, but for relatively short periods of time. Mayoral control of New York City schools will be extended for just one more year, and a property tax break for large real estate developers who build some affordable housing will be continued for just 6 months. Any further extension is contingent on labor unions and the real estate industry reaching their own deal on paying prevailing union wages for the construction jobs. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.